The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. This is the third hour of the live Sunday night edition. Tonight it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And the fun is not over yet. There's still time for your calls if you make them at 855-450-3733. That's the number to call if you want to talk to us about, well, anything that's on your mind. We've kind of been all over the map here. We spent a good bit of time talking about some property rights issues and some theft issue, kind of some moral conundrums, and also EZDNS's takedown of a domain without a court order, which was against their previous policy, and some critiques of that. And we still have to get into the story about the smart thermostat that got hacked. But first, you know, we've got your calls to get to, of course, and those are the main priority here on Free Talk Live. So one more time, 855-450-3733 is the number to call.
The ProXPN toll-free call-in lines.
Indeed, the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines. And let's go right to the phones to kick off the third hour of the show here. Talk to James in Georgia. Hi, James. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah. First-time caller, first-time listener. And, I'm interested about the show. But I live
in Georgia.
Like I said, thank you. I just moved down here, but something happened to me about 3 weeks ago. I couldn't believe it. I'm in America. After 30 years, I never experienced anything like that. What happened was I get up every morning. I go for job hunting. From job to job, job to job. I'm in Tioga. So one day I was walking down the street and I saw the hiring sign. So I walked in and there was a lady in the office. So I said, "You guys need any help?" She said, "Yeah, we need it." So she just gave me the application. I don't live far from the company, so I came down. I came back to the house and I write it down and send it back. So next morning they called me. So I went back. They said, "Yeah, we're interested about you." So the HR person needed to talk to you. I said, okay. So I went out there and sit down with the two guys. They tell me everything about the job. You know, they say, "You got it. So I want you to come back here tomorrow and come do the paperwork." So I went back next morning. They gave me a paper to go to the clinic and do physical. So I went to the physical, and the doctor was like, "No, your pressure is too high. Guy, I can't release you."
So, your blood pressure was too high.
So there's no way you were letting me to go back.
Okay.
So I went back to the company and spoke to the HR guy, and he said, Hightower just called me. The doctor's name is Hightower. Hightower just called me about your situation, but again, you got a job, but I want you to take care of yourself first. I said, "Thank you, sir." So I went back, came home. But while I was coming back home, the phone rang. It's a guy that I met all the time. He also looking for a job from Louisiana. I said, "Hey, man, I just got a job. Go to this place. They're hiring." He said, "What?" I said, "Go there. They're hiring." That's how I told the guy. But after the interview and everything, they told me, "You don't discuss your faith. But God is my witness. I didn't discuss all what I told this guy. Just go there. They're hiring." So he also went out there, and they hired him. But they called him for interview and everything and all. They told him the same thing they offered me. But the guy didn't like it. So he called me and said, "Man, they called me, but I'm not taking that job." I said, "I'm taking it. I live in Georgia last 30 years. I never see anything starting from $18 before. So I'm taking this job." So I went back. I was waiting until, you know, I was taking my medication.
So your friend turned down an $18 an hour job?
He turned down $18 an hour. Like I said, sir, I've been in Georgia last 30 years. I know people making $18, but they've been there for like 15, 20 years.
Right, right.
Make that
starting
kind of
pay, $18. That's amazing.
So I went back to the doctor about 2 weeks later, and I'll find out he cleared me. He gave me the, because they say the job is concerning driving and everything, so I got to go through the DOT card. So the guy cleared me.
Is it a job driving a truck?
No, it's involving everything. It's like oil flow services. But it told me it's involving driving, cleaning, and everything, like a roustabout. So I went back, yep. And this guy claimed me and gave me the card and said, okay, it's slowed down now, so you can go get your job. So I went back to the job, went in there, saw the receptionist. She knows about it. She knows everything about this thing. So I said, hey, where's the HR guy? They just claimed me, so I just want to show him this card so I can go to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He told me the HR guy is in a meeting. He's not going to have time to talk to me. I said, oh, I just want to show him the card so I can go to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, the receptionist winked her eye. Somebody just grabbed me from back and the shoulder, just threw me out of the vault. Up to test about a month ago, I'm still shaking.
And wow. So you got kicked
out?
Wow.
You physically got kicked out?
Physically, sir. That is my... Wow. I didn't do nothing. It's just the girl winked her eye and... Somebody, I don't know where it came from. Next thing I know, I was outside the door. But somebody establishment, I can't take any action. So I just went back to my car and just should pray. And I didn't say anything.
Wow.
So bad.
That's disturbing.
Any clue why they did it?
I didn't know what happened. So I'm thinking maybe it is because of the guy. They think I discussed my prayer with him. But I didn't. I was so happy with $18. But when he come in, they offer me the same thing. They offer you, I'm not doing it. I say, hey, I'm down my path. So I'm going to work. But this
wow.
time, I discussed my pay with him. But I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, James, I'm so sorry to hear that. Who knows
what?
That's really strange. I'm sorry that happened. And I hope you can find a better job that doesn't throw you out for no reason.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm just sitting out here listening to this. This was in your mind because it's still in my mind. That's why I said, let me let somebody know. Maybe that's the way, you know. But
I hear you, man. That's a very strange story. And good luck with finding a job. Thanks for sharing your story with us, James.
Okay.
Take care out there. This is Free Talk Live, 855 450 free. What a strange thing.
Yeah, it must be.
I have no idea why he got kicked out.
Bewildering.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, in one of those situations, it's kind of tempting to blame yourself, but it sounds like he didn't do anything wrong. I mean, and, like, who would this company be to kind of, like, lord over you and say, well, you can't discuss the terms of your hiring with anyone else?
Yeah, it's pretty common for companies to say you can't discuss pay. I mean, because this...
Yeah, that's common.
Yeah, they think that it's to solve a lot of... social issues mm-hmm. that can occur within a job. But to kick a guy out for that, I mean, it's the only thing he's got to run off of as to why that could be. I mean,
about the subject of discussing pay, like often it can be such a benefit to employees to discuss their pay. Like if you already work at a company, you should absolutely talk about your pay with your coworkers because what you can find out is that someone could be doing the same job as you and be getting paid more than you. And then it's like you have total grounds to go to your boss or HR and just say, hey, what's up with this? Why does this person get
paid
more?
That's why it doesn't happen because... I mean,
well, that's
in a
why
lot
they
of,
don't want you to talk
right,
about your pay,
right,
but
in a lot
you
of job,
can benefit from it. Yeah.
Oh, of course you can. Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's any... Like, I don't like the idea that you can't really discuss it so much, but that's certainly why it occurs. I mean, a lot of jobs, it's nepotistic in a way.
For sure. I mean, there's so many practices in corporate environments that are just made to benefit the people at the top. And, of course, when you work for someone else, you are... necessarily generating value in excess of what you're getting paid. You're generating more value for the company than they are giving back to you in the form of your paycheck. And
that's why they keep you around.
Exactly. So that's something to think about. Maybe starting your own business, if that's something that you're able to do, you know, is something that you could look
into.
It's
a powerful way to take control of your life.
Yeah. Although I also can see the argument that it's hard to say to some people, oh yeah, you should just start your own business. Cause where do they start with that? Like maybe they've never started a business before. Maybe they don't have a lot of money, you know, but there are things,
it's not easy.
There are things you can do, that require very little startup capital, where you can just kind of hang out a shingle, like working on the internet. You know, you can be a virtual assistant, you can be a writer, you can do telemarketing, you can answer phones. You know,
I think going around house to door to door and doing maintenance tasks for people. There's a lot of people out there that just can't do stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Or just running errands or being an Uber driver is another thing. Uber actually helps with financing for vehicles for their drivers. So So there's lots of options out there now. Luckily, I hope James has some more luck finding a job, because I know it can be difficult out there. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. That's our phone number on the Sunday show. Bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Stephanie here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
On the live Sunday night show, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call and bring up what's on your mind. That's the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or you can also call us on Skype. Our Skype ID is lrn.fm. And speaking of Skype, we do have a call on the line. But first, a message from Mark.
Well, yeah, you need some adventure in your life. That's what you need.
I need some adventure, for sure.
You do? Well, the
wait a minute.
I need some more adventure. Let's put it that way.
The Survival Training School of California has that adventure waiting for you. Now, survival training schools, they're not rated by some central agency that does certification or anything like that. You have to look at the certification of the instructors and the lead instructor, Thomas Coyne, over at Survival Training School of California, is, well, he's rated among the best. And one of the reasons is because, well, think about it. The U.S. Navy Search and Rescue, they've trained with them. The U.S. Marine Corps Mountain Warfare Training Center, survival instructors have trained with them. The U.S. Air Force and a variety of other, Ford Motors has even sent people there to the Survival Training School of California. It's at californiasurvivaltraining.com. They've been featured in Men's Fitness, Toronto Star, L.A. Times, Brad Pitt's World War Z, Will Smith's Earth Survival Contest, and much more. This is the best of the best as far as these schools go. Go to the website and take a look. CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. They've got several classes coming up right now. People are traveling 3,000 miles to do a weekend course with them. For the longer courses, people are coming from 40 countries. It's amazing how far people are coming. It's because they know California Survival Training School is the best. It's CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com.
All right. Let's go to Skype and talk to Nathan. Hey, Nathan. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, everyone. Well, I want to say real quick about that web hosting or that DNS guy. I was kind of on his side until the very end where that caller pointed out that he made a promise and then didn't keep his promise. So, I feel that the problem is ultimately you're going to have to choose between whether you want to stick to principle or you want to make money.
Stay in business.
Like
that's kind of the thing.
Seems
is
like he made his choice.
Yeah, the caller Creighton, and I fully respect Creighton's intellect, but I mean, he was using the case in the libertarian world. I mean, we're not in that, you know, and it's.
Well, he's right to the promise. Your promise is your reputation. I think he's absolutely right in that. The difficulty is that. Well, I mean, you know, we're figuring this out as we go. And when you say that, well, I'm not going to pull somebody down, I think Creighton's solution
in a libertarian world, would we actually have centralized domain registrars? I would guess not. I think technology can solve that problem.
Yeah, Namecoin, NXT. I mean, there's things that can solve that.
Oh, yeah. Plus, the other thing is that the government, in a lot of ways, it's failed. And so in order to actually carry out its duty, it does things like freeze people's accounts, turn off their websites, turn off their water. You know, it doesn't actually arrest them and you know, bring them before a jury or their peers. So I think that's the other issue with that call.
Indeed.
So there's some interesting things going on in Texas. I'm going to call later about Rick Perry, and you might see some interesting pictures about him this week. But
I saw some kind of a tweet saying he got indicted. What was that for? I don't pay attention to really news or politics, especially.
That was to keep him out of the presidential run is what that was for. So now we can be certain that you know, the field has been narrowed to some extent.
Did Rand Paul do it?
No.
At any rate, you'll see some mugshots of him later this week, and then I'll call in about it. But
What? Tell us what was going on. I'm curious now.
Basically, there was a prosecutor who in a county who drove drunk, and there's some dash cam. There's some video of her online stumbling around and saying, "How dare you pull me over? I work for this county."
I'm a prosecutor.
Wow.
Yeah, she behaved about as well as you'd expect from a politician being, you know, having to follow their own rules.
Yeah, they don't like that.
They don't like that. And so Perry said, "Okay, well, you're not fit to run this office anymore. Please resign, or else I'm going to cut your funding." And then she refused to do that, so he cut their funding. And so,
what's indictable about that?
Well, apparently, they got some Democrats from Austin to sit on a grand jury and indict him. And the reasoning was, well, you didn't have the right. You have the right to veto things as a governor, but you do not have the right to threaten to veto things as a governor. That's their legal argument.
Sounds like a crappy one.
It does sound like a crappy one. I actually wanted to call about a different Texas politician, though, if that's okay.
Sure.
Well, have you heard of the governor's race that's going on right now to replace Rick Perry?
I've heard nothing about it. And I'm kind of glad.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm like thinking to myself, do I want to hear anymore?
You know, I was really hoping this indictment would be like he got caught like with his pants down or something, or like something at least kind of scandalous and exciting.
Right, I hate siding with Rick Perry, Nathan.
Everyone hates that, yes.
I hate those glasses of his. God, they look so pretentious.
Well, of everything I could complain about this guy, it's probably not his glasses.
The glasses keep coming up for some reason. I don't know why people are so fixated on that. Anyway,
anything to avoid focusing on like the real evils that politicians do while in office. Stealing money from all these people, making deals with pharma companies to like get them to vaccinate all the kids with their proprietary vaccines that cost a lot of money and the state pays for it. And, you know, the list just goes on and on.
So there are two politicians running in this race, and one of them is a Democrat named Wendy Davis, and there was something eye-catching to me about a report that came out about her, basically her personal life and her career at law school. She kind of presents herself as this hardworking single mom who pulled herself up by the bootstraps, mm-hmm. and it turns out that this lawyer she married, who was 13 years older than her, cashed in his 401k to send her to Harvard Law School. And, you know, I don't really have a problem with necessarily people who are married giving each other money. I mean, that seems like a normal thing to do.
But she should probably not be using the bootstrap story at that point.
Mm. Right. But
it wasn't your bootstraps you pulled yourself up by, honey.
What was it, Mark?
One of those words.
Well, what really caught my eye about it is that her husband claimed that she divorced him the day after he paid her last Harvard
loan. Oh, that's painful.
Wow.
And it got me to thinking.
That looks bad.
Yeah, it looks bad. And it got me to thinking, you know, there's this idea of sex for money or like sex for resources. And, you know, some people argue that this
is a biological
thing. Yes, you've heard of this idea. I'm glad, Mark. I guess what it made me wonder is, do you think that her husband had a right to be shocked? Like, do you think that people who are in these kinds of situations where it's a kind of sex for resources thing, do you think they realize that? Or do you think it's more of like, oh, I'm in love and this is a loving relationship and what? You're divorcing me after I paid your last loan off? How could that be?
I think it's almost never talked about explicitly. I think it's people do everything they can to convince themselves and compartmentalize it and say that that's not what's going on.
Yeah, so, I mean, so I would think that
they do realize it's going on.
Sorry, what was that?
He seemed to act shocked, like, you know, I could never have seen this in a million years.
Maybe he was just acting shocked to, like, bring some other legal, or to make her look bad or something. Lawyers are great at acting, you know.
Is he a lawyer, too?
Yeah, right. He was a lawyer.
Yeah, I got to say that I think I would be stunned, too.
Yeah.
We're paying off my wife's student loans right now, and that would make me feel really bad.
Nathan, if you have more, hold the line. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show, 855-450-3733. Divorced after paying for law school? Oh my.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit mymagicmud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest podcast banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website, and I always promote this late in the show, but if you go to cam.freetalklive.com, you can actually watch a video feed of the show happening live. You can also hear audio there, and you can chat with other listeners, and it's a lively chat room, unmoderated, but lively, of course. Our shows are also archived in video form on our YouTube channel, which I think is linked to on the freetalklive.com website somewhere.
I love my magic mud.
Me too.
Me too.
Oh my gosh.
You guys have tried it out now.
Yes, we both have. We both have our own jar. And you know what? Like, I just have to say, first of all, it is a generous helping that you get.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to mymagicmud.com and check it out, like, realize that you're getting enough to last you, oh, it'll probably last, I don't know,
months?
Months. Several months, yeah.
And what's your experience? What do you like best about using it?
It just feels like your teeth feel so smooth and clean. They feel like they've been polished. You feel like you've just gone to the dentist without having to go to the dentist.
And it's a hygienist visit right in a little jar.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and I have to admit, it is also kind of fun to look in the mirror and see your teeth completely black and think that they look so grimy and like, how are they ever going to get clean? But amazingly, once you spit it out, it washes right off and they feel cleaner than ever.
Yeah, I like to stay as close as I can to sort of the drain of the sink while I'm brushing.
Yep, spit low, definitely.
And because it can be a little messy. It doesn't stain or anything like that, but you know, when you're dealing with like a white sink or an off-white sink and you have sort of foamy white toothpaste, you don't see everything that splatters around. With My Magic Mud, you see everything because it's black.
You're dealing with charcoal here and bentonite clay, which are some of the best substances to cleanse your mouth.
Right, and I don't know the science behind it. I can tell you that Dr. Griffin Cole over at MyMagicMud.com, you can go see the video. He can explain it to you a little better than I can. But I see this charcoal as binding with the bacteria in my mouth and grabbing the bacteria and just taking them out of there.
Yeah, I think basically what happens. Yeah. Well, I mean, the stains on your teeth are actually rough patches, which can encourage bacteria to stick to them.
That's true.
So that's why if you keep your mouth free of stains, then the bacteria buildup will be less. So I think that's...
Less chance of cavities that way, too.
Exactly. So that may be one thing that it's doing.
Also helps people who don't like the taste of toothpaste, because it doesn't have much of a taste.
Yeah. No, it doesn't have a taste.
And sensitivity. If you've got sort of gum sensitivity, it's a big deal. MyMagicMud.com. I love this stuff. I will use it forever and ever.
Yes, it is awesome. All right. 855-450-3733. That is our number here on Free Talk Live, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines, where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. Still have to get to the rest of this Nest hack. I really wanted to talk about that tonight, but we've been loaded up with calls, and it's wonderful. We'd love to talk to you. And speaking of talking to you, let's go right back to Nathan, who's on Skype. Now, Nathan, you were kind of filling us in on the Texas governor's race and some of the scandalous things that have been going on. And you brought up the issue of a candidate that had basically claimed publicly that she bootstrapped her way through law school. And in reality, she married a guy who basically sold his 401k to pay for her law school and then divorced him as soon as he mailed the last check, basically. Is that essentially what happened?
That's the allegation, yes, in his divorce paperwork. And it, to give a couple more details, she married him at like 22 or something, and he was 12 or 13 years older than her. And then he helped pay her loans from her undergraduate, and then he cashed in his 401k to pay for her Harvard school loans. So I'm assuming Harvard Law School costs more than UT Law School.
Yeah, you know, to answer your question as to whether or not, like, should this guy be shocked, I think anyone that defines their love with a piece of paper and metal bands should not be shocked by anything.
So you're advocating against marriage. I don't know about the metal bands. Like, that might be a choice that someone makes voluntarily, but certainly the idea of marriage is essentially a contract that's not written according to your own terms.
Well, let's
it's
be a
contract
a little more,
that's defined by the state.
Sure, but let's be a little more clear that you're in love and you want it defined by a contract. I mean, that is the most unromantic thing in my mind.
What about an agreement?
Like, what this guy clearly wanted was he wanted behavior on into the future. He wanted it seems obvious to me that he wanted her to stick around on into the future. He was going to make her life as comfortable as he possibly could. You know, he was following the set gender role for men, which is to provide. He was providing. And then I'm not surprised at all he feels betrayed when she turns around and divorces him.
But what part of your description doesn't necessarily sound like slavery? And wouldn't a slave run away as soon as she could?
Well, you think that marriage is slavery for women?
Well, you're saying that, like, he wanted her to stick around. And so he was essentially, I mean, she was a hired girl.
Slaves aren't hired. That's one of them.
Okay, well, let me use the word indentured servitude.
No, they're not hired that way either. So you want to say an employee?
Well, fine. Yeah, I mean, we can mince terms, but I mean, I'm just saying that.
No, I would call them a contractor, that you contract with each other to do certain work inside of a relationship.
But was that ever agreed upon explicitly?
No, obviously
I don't,
not.
I don't think so. I mean, if you're going to enter into that arrangement, at least define it and understand it and agree to it consciously.
You don't think that this is low down? That if
I don't like it, and I wouldn't. It's not something I would engage in myself, even if I had the opportunity. You know,
as long as we're clear, this is low behavior from a person who is highly qualified at this point to be the governor, to reach the status of governor of a state. I mean, this is the kind of despicable behavior that we would expect from politicians. I say, put the woman in tomorrow.
Nathan, what do you think?
Oh, I forgot to add, she also left the kids with this man while she was at Harvard Law School.
Ouch.
And then, yeah,
wow.
And then
so she already had kids, or she had kids with him?
she had two kids with him and then left them with him. And they had some kind of joint custody where he had partial or full custody or some. I don't know the details, but it just got me thinking. Yeah, so Brian brought up some interesting remarks, which was going to be my second or my follow-up, which is, can you even have a relationship that involves both love and this kind of I guess, crass trade, if you want to call it, like sex for resources? Because, I mean, it is a pretty universal in nature. I mean, birds and chickens and apes and stuff do this kind of thing. I'm not necessarily saying it's right, but...
Some animals do, but some species actually, like in hyenas, like the females hunt, you know, they're not trading sex for resources or reproduction or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But I would say that it's more common than it's not.
Brian is saying it can't be. Like, you can't have those two things at once. Like, what do you think, Mark?
Well, I think that, you know, women trade sex for care on into the future, you know, all the time. And
that's the traditional marriage agreement, isn't it? It's like the woman will be faithful to the man so he knows who fathered his children, and she will give him babies and she will take care of the babies.
What do babies for?
To carry on their property, on their legacy and their family name. And the man,
I don't understand that. I didn't particularly want babies, so you know that wasn't motivated.
At least is part of the deal, right?
Indeed,
sex and fidelity.
I consider that part of the deal.
So she will only have sex with you in exchange for you providing financially. That's sort of the traditional deal, isn't it? And what do you do if you don't accept that deal, or if that's not the kind of deal that you want?
Well, I think that it seems like in this circumstance, and we are talking about this circumstance, I would say that she looks very low down. I don't think that your marriage has to be anything that you don't want it to be. I think that you should be able to define all of your relationships.
Sure.
But then it's not really a marriage. It might just be a relationship, right? Because if you think
marriages can only be state-sanctioned marriages?
Well, I mean, the word marriage, like the way that it's, I think words have meaning, right? And so if you're talking about a state marriage, I mean, unless you make it explicitly clear that it's a private
non-state marriage
or whatever, I mean, most people are referring to a state marriage. And they've kind of, in that case, defined the terms of the relationship for you. You know,
now, that's absolutely true. When you get married, you're not getting married between one man and one woman before God. You're getting married one man, one woman,
and the state.
And the state decides what that marriage agreement looks like. I think that we'd be far better off.
And they decide what the divorce looks like, too, if you get divorced.
Nathan, I think we'd be better off if love wasn't a contract.
Nathan, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855 450 free. Would we be better off if love wasn't a contract? Final segment coming up. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory for an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450
free. This is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night show, but only moments remain. So if you want to get your calls in, you better do it quick at 855-450-3733. It's been pretty much wall-to-wall calls this evening, and that's not something I mind at all because I love to talk to the callers. And with you tonight, of course, is Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Brian, we mentioned you have a podcast. Your podcast is Sovereign Tech, Weekly Anarchist Technology Podcast, right?
Yeah.
And it's at SovrynTech.com. Mark, you also have a podcast,
I
The
do.
Edgington Post, and you can find that linked on freetalklive.com. That's your little side project. And I am a voiceover artist, or a voice actor, whatever you want to call me. You can look at my stuff at smvoice.info.
Sometimes I work for you.
Sometimes I work for you. How about that? All right, let's go right to the phones and talk to Josh, listening in Connecticut. Hey, Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I never worked for either of you, but I'm wondering if the problems with marriage go deeper than what you're talking about. I mean, its origins are essentially, like you said, a property trade. Do we need to change the contract?
Where the woman was the property, right?
Yes.
Do
we need to change the terms and say we're not going to accept, you know, the state terms, or do we need to do away with this concept of contractual love at all?
Oh, I say toss the concept. Just junk it.
I don't really support marriage, especially in my own life. I mean, I can see, like, maybe someone else, maybe for someone else, the traditional terms of marriage work really well for them, and that works, and good for them. It's not something that works for me in my life, so I choose not to do it.
Junking it is suggests that somehow we can, there's this whole nature-nurture conversation. I don't know whether marriages sprang out from need or whatever, but we were certainly raised in an environment where that's the idea. And whether you like it or not, the vast majority of people consider it to be the way things are. So I have to live in this world. I don't, creating a new one is a lot harder than the one that in which which I live. So I think that really what one has to look at is sort of what works for you at an individual time. And, you know, maybe something works and does something doesn't work. And
but it's supposed to be till death do us part, so you can't just get out of it.
Not anymore.
It's a vow.
That's ridiculous.
Vow.
It doesn't happen. And, you know, that's there's only extreme religious communities say this anymore. So, and also, I don't think that.
No, not only extreme religious groups say this now. There's plenty of liberty groups that say the same thing.
All right. Well, I don't. The world I live in, when you're sick and tired of living together and the relationship isn't working anymore, then you find something else to do. Yeah, you try to work on it because it's.
What is the contract at all?
What's that?
What is the contract at all? If what's the contract mean that I can get out of whenever I feel like?
But yeah,
marriage has an exit clause.
But isn't the point of the marriage contract to keep you in it? Like it's supposed to be that you're really not supposed to get out of it.
But it doesn't
easily.
Mean that much anymore. The buying a mortgage, you know, signing a mortgage with somebody is more meaningful than signing a marriage contract. Having a child with somebody is far more meaningful than signing a marriage contract.
I would agree with that.
So, I mean, you know, these things, these are the real commitments. Marriage is simply the you know, getting a marriage license or being married even in a non-state marriage is simply a step down a road of commitment, not the commitment.
Right, but that's only true until you get into the court of law. And then that piece of paper means a whole lot.
Well, yeah, the court of law is going to hold you to something.
I suspect this has a lot to do with something you were discussing at the beginning of your show, actually, when you talked about property, because property and contract are two things that I think libertarians focus on excessively. And to our
do you focus on them quite
a
bit?
I concur, Josh.
Tell us more about that.
Well, I think that property in particular, but contract also, we tend to focus on as the defining characteristics of liberty, that the freedom to make and enforce contracts, or we make certain exceptions, and then you know, property rights. You know, too many people would say, well, this is what freedom really is. In fact, they even ground basic human rights in property by saying
you own yourself.
Right, you own yourself. The reason you have the right not to be killed is because you own yourself, and so somebody's just taking your property by killing you, and that's insane. These are all
you know.
Really
I actually, I kind of sympathize with that view. I don't like the idea of thinking of a human being as property. Even if you own yourself, you are still a piece of property. But I just think it's the best way to describe that you have personal sovereignty. I think it's just a ham-fisted kind of description of, like, the fact that you have agency. You are yourself. You control yourself, and you, like, don't mess with someone because they are themselves. I don't know how else
Why
to describe it, really. Yeah, I see where you're coming from, you know.
Well, what's the point?
I mean, I can't, on the other hand, I can't really say I don't own myself because, like, I own myself, you know. Like, nobody else owns me, right, if we're going to think of it that way. And I don't want someone to violate my personal autonomy or integrity, right? So, yeah, I guess I own myself.
Okay, so hold on. So contracts, we're getting all convoluted here. I've never been in a relationship where the woman was owned by me. So if we're talking about marriages here, I don't think that this whole, you know, like I'll trade you six sheep for that chick over there, that that thing is happening much, at least not in
my
world.
Not in the United States, but it does happen in some parts of the world.
Well, the United States doesn't have those contracts.
But Mark, what about, like, okay, so I've had the situation happen many, many times where people treat me very differently when I'm walking around with Brian versus when I'm walking around alone. And, you know, the idea that women will sometimes say to get guys to go away, oh, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, it's
like
a very easy thing to do.
I'm someone else's. I belong to someone else, you know.
Well, I mean,
basically, that's what they're saying.
I will often tell people that I have a wife, and I don't think that that's, you know.
Yeah, sure. Perhaps it goes both ways, but it's just like the idea that someone won't leave you alone unless you are someone else's property, right? Like, that's the only thing they'll accept.
I would say that men are socialized to believe that if they're persistent, that they will be successful. And I often bring up The Graduate, which is a movie with Dustin Hoffman, on a regular basis, where this insane person goes to somebody's wedding and pounds on a window, and then the director and the writer of this movie thought it was would be beneficial to human society to somehow write in that he gets the girl at the end. He should have been drug off in a straitjacket.
Or the Notebook's another great one where the guy actually hangs from a Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
You know, so many hundreds or however many feet high, and says, look, if you don't go out with me, I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna fall to my death. And it's like, whoa,
yeah,
what kind of message
suicide,
is that?
That's
and
real
that, especially that movie in particular, is considered one of the most romantic films of all time.
Yeah, our culture is so messed up.
I've certainly been in a situation where I would trade a great deal for to be in a particular romantic relationship, usually one that was breaking up. But in hindsight, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm glad that didn't work out.
But it can be such a freeing thing, though, to think of a romantic partner as someone who really has full agency over themselves and really deeply respect their autonomy. That's love to me in a libertarian
That's
context.
That's maturity is what that is.
Yeah. They're their own person. And, you know, also going back to the self-ownership thing, you know, if you say, I don't own myself, you're actually, like, exercising agency over your own body. You're thinking those thoughts and making them come out of your mouth of, I don't own myself. So you're really, it's axiomatic. Like, you can't argue against self-ownership without exercising it. And so, basically, you know, it's true.
Stephanie, we need to get you an accent.
What's that?
We need to get you a German accent. Jan Terman's arguments.
Cool, Hoppe.
Jan Terman Hoppe, yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting because I think a lot of people look at love in a very odd way. I think they look at it as like, if this person's with me, I know they love me. Instead of the idea that this person's happiness is intertwined with my own. And in that case, and that's of course a Robert Heinlein line, but not that I agree with him on everything. But in that case,
but you do agree that the moon is a harsh mistress.
It is a harsh mistress. Buzz Aldrin told me so. Anyway, but I mean, the idea is that, you know, you being happy, and if that means you being with someone else, that makes me happy. You know, your happiness in that makes me happy. Now that's love. Okay, but the idea of chaining you down to always being by my side, or you know, or you doing something with me at all times or whatever, not having any of your own autonomy, blah, 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 blah. I don't think that's love, but I think that's how most people consider love, is that people won't want to be separated from each other. It's not about being separated. It's about appreciating each other's happiness and being interested in that in your own self-interest.
I agree, Brian. I mean, you can't force love. What about the idea of promising to love someone forever? Like, how do you know? I mean, yeah, maybe you'll continue to love them if they continue to act virtuously and so forth, but like, how can you promise to love someone when love is kind of involuntary? You know, it's a response to.
Well, I always think about the mentally ill, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if suddenly my wife's personality changes dramatically, and this happens to people with certain mental illnesses, how am I going to? I mean, do I stick with her because I made a promise?
Or physical? You know, what if she gets debilitated, or you get debilitated somehow?
Yeah. The people that stick with I can't imagine. I'm glad I've never had to run across this.
It's a very difficult situation. Josh, thank you for calling in tonight. I really appreciate your perspective. Have a great night.
Good conversation.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com is our website where you can hear us, and the show will be back on tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for tuning in.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, Book 2 in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The Internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine.
Medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.